Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is July 3rd, 2023, a Monday, first Monday of the month. That means it's our free public New Earth support team call every month. And appreciate all of you who are here right before July 4th. I got 30 people in the chat right now. So welcome one and all. And let me explain what we do here. I see some new names I haven't seen before. So what we do here is fundamentally we're here to serve the great global awakening that's happening on the planet. And as it turns out, we get some goodies for ourselves at the same time. So our format, after this little intro, I'm going to call the directions at this mesa I'm sitting at. It's an altar on the floor. I'll call the five directions in Quechua. Then I will call in a whole bunch of allies of divine love and light from many different paths and traditions. Then I'll make sure we have a safe, sacred container to work in. After that, I will guide you into embodied awakening through a quick little invocation, because the more awake you are, the better experience you're going to have and the more service you're going to provide. And then once all that's done, we're going to relax and let these beautiful divine beings make use of us. They know each of our capabilities, and each of us will have the awakening or healing experience that serves the collective on the planet as well as us. None of us will be expected to do anything that isn't within our capabilities or willingness. And inevitably, anyone who volunteers for this beautiful service is given significant benefit, as you'll experience if you haven't already. So that's kind of how it works. We'll go for about an hour. We should wrap up at 9-ish Eastern time, about an hour from now. And whether you're live on the call or on the recording afterward, if you're an Awakening Plus member, you get access to this and many other recordings in the archive. I welcome you, and you're all equally present energetically and should experience equal benefit. So that's kind of the lowdown. I want to thank everyone by name who I see here in the live call at this moment. Currently 36 people. So welcome to Alicia, Amanda, Angela, Autumn, Bert, Brandy, Brian, Brittany, Cass, Deb, Diana, EMC's here twice somehow, Eric, Irene, James, Janet, Jeannie Lee, Jesse, Kim, Lisa. We also got here Luca, I hope I said that right, Marla, Mary, another Mary, Molly, Nanda, Nicole, and the list goes on. Pat, Paula, Susan, and Tracy. And we have some phone callers. I don't know their names, but we got five people coming in by phone. So welcome one and all. I so appreciate you taking your time. Your time is so valuable. And I am so grateful that you've dedicated an hour or so to help out the great global awakening here at Awakening Plus. So thank you. Thank you. Okay. So a couple of requests I make. As we get into any experiential call with Awakening Plus, I do ask for your undivided attention. And I know this day and age, that seems like a really radical request, not to be texting or doing anything else while you're on this call. However, each of us is co-creating the space, whether you're live or on the recording. The quality of the consciousness you're holding is actually affecting everybody. There's no spectators here, only participants. So if it's at all possible, please give us your full attention for this hour. If something comes up and there's a major distraction and you can't go any further, it's okay to ask the allies, just ease me out of the field. I got to exit the call. That's fine. You won't disrupt anything by that. But if you're here, if you're doing the thing, please be fully present with us as if you were right here in the room with me. I do appreciate your consideration on that. That's kind of the key stuff. Everything else I will tell you as we go. And everyone will be muted, so you don't have to worry about being heard by anybody else. So if you make sound or whatever, no one's going to hear you. I will, however, at the end when we're getting feedback afterward, then there'll be a chance to unmute and share if you wish to. All right. So we're up to 38 now. Wow. Okay. Welcome, everyone. So let's do this. So here we go. I'm going to assume I do have your undivided attention and that you can safely close your eyes. So I now invite you to do that. Close your eyes. And for starters, just become aware of your body. How does your physical body feel? Don't get verbal with it, but just feel the body as it is. Just kinesthetic awareness. You will compare this later to how you feel a bit later once we've done some stuff. And if you have awareness of your energy body, that prana, that chi in and around you, feel that too. If you can't feel that, it's fine. Just feel the physical body. But if you have the energetic awareness, just feel it. We're just getting the baseline. So later you can compare. So as I set us up, I'll just ask you to just passively feel whatever you're feeling. If you feel energy, just feel it moving if it's moving. If not, just feel your breath come and go. Either way, please stay passive and let the energy do its thing. So as I said, I'm going to call the directions and the allies this and set up the container. This doesn't even take 5 minutes. So just be with me and we'll get this set up so we can do our service. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocham Inti Kuiti. I am that I am. Prepare myself. I call in my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibration awareness. Higher self, please occupy and move Benjamin, be Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good, please. Thank you. For all of us, we call in Spirit Song's higher self, Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Saraswati, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mount Kilauea, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu, Mount Pisgah, Apu, Mount Mitchell, Apu, Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Everyone, now please be totally passive. Let the allies set up the field, please. There we go. So there's our sacred container. So take a sec and see if you can feel any difference now in your body and energy field. because of what we've just done. Actually, I'm not sure we've got a 100% sealed field. Everyone, if you would just make space for the allies to make sure we got a totally solid seal here. There we go. Thank you. All right. So you may already feel different based on just all this energy coming in. So our next step is to get into embodied awakening. So I'm going to lead you in the embodied awakening invocation. And the way this works is you're going to ask your higher self to merge with your human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Now, why would you do this? Well, for personal benefit, here's what will happen. When you're in embodied awakening, you have more harmony, flow, ease, and grace in your life. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure out so much stuff in your head, you'll have better intuition and you'll just know stuff more easily. And there's all this full body euphoria that comes along as well. And that's just the beginning of the cool stuff that happens when you're in embodied awakening. So metaphorically, you can think of your body as a car. And your ego moves to the passenger seat, your higher self drives, but your ego is the boss. If it, for any reason, doesn't like the higher self's driving, at any moment, you can just say, hey, I'm back in the driver's seat, and just bang, you're there. The higher self has already stepped out with no fuss. So if there's any part of you that has concern about this, just assure that part, hey, this is instantly reversible. There's no risk here. We can try it and see if we like the higher self driving. There's no way I'd rather be in a human body. So that's kind of the understanding of it beforehand. So in a moment, we're going to do this invocation. It's only 8 words long. In fact, I'm going to preview it for you. This is not the real deal, and you don't have to memorize it. I'll say it again when we actually do it. But the words you're going to say are going to be maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. So now that you know what it is, comfortable, I'd like you to go ahead and do that with us now. I'd like you to say this out loud if you can. If for any reason that doesn't work in the space you're in, just think it'll still work. So here we go. Remember, you're speaking directly to your higher self, the being of energy that created your human self. You one level up. So here we go. Please, if you're willing, repeat after me now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Now let the words go, and now you've got a big job. You've got to become completely passive, do nothing. So just relax. You may already feel energy coming into your body. It usually comes in right through the top of the head. It's kind of like you're a sponge and your higher self is water just soaking right in. And your higher self is a very perceptive being. It knows exactly how much awakening you're ready for, and it will only give you just that much. So there's no need to worry about filtering or regulating or controlling. You can totally open. You're in safe, sacred space. Your higher self loves you and only wants the best for you. So if you'll just relax and let it in, it would love to soak in. So as it's soaking in, here's what I recommend based on having done this process for over 12 years with thousands of people. My recommendation is don't use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. All that is action. It's ego doing stuff. I recommend you just be passive and just let your higher self come to you. The more passive you are, the better it works, because you, the ego, are not doing it. You're receiving the awakening as a gift from your higher self. You ask for it, it gives it to you. Feeling pretty good. If you notice at any point you've gotten distracted, that's fine. It happens. But as soon as you become aware of that, just relax back into feeling the energy coming in. If you cannot feel the energy, it's okay. Just feel your breath come and go passively. So energy, if you can feel it, breath awareness. If you can't, either way, no control, no making anything happen. Just feel the energy or feel the breath doing its thing on its own. And the final nuance, if you want to really optimize this, is to learn what's the least effort I need to be able to feel energy or breath. I call this the minimum effort game. Let's start playing by going to no effort at all. So right now, I invite you to drop to zero effort. Just completely relax. You're not even trying to feel anything. You're just completely zero effort relaxed. So try that now for a minute. Totally chill. Whatever happens is fine. A lot of you are doing great. I can feel it. So if at zero effort, you can feel energy or breath without even trying, then zero is the perfect amount of effort. If at zero, you cannot feel energy or breath, then add barely enough effort so you can. Just adding little tiny micro bits of effort bit by bit until, oh, okay, now I can feel energy or now I can feel breath. Just barely enough to feel that if zero doesn't get the job done. So if you need to add a little bit of effort, I'll give you a sec to find that sweet spot of just barely enough effort to feel it. I emphasize this because using more efforts than is needed kind of takes up space. It makes it a little harder for your higher self to give you the awakening optimally and easily. With invocations, we minimize the ego effort as much as we can. Oh, it's feeling really sweet. Y'all are doing great. So based on what I'm feeling, I'm feeling like most of us, including live and on the recording, are in awakening now. So how would you know if you're in embodied awakening? Well, if you can say yes to all the following, you're there. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and effortless. Once again, the criteria are no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and effortless. So to see if without even trying, you're in that space. I'm feeling a lot of it. It feels like most of us are. Maybe all. I don't know. So if you're there, that means your higher self has merged with you. These are some of the qualities of your higher self. It doesn't do mental chatter. It doesn't do challenging emotions. It's always peaceful. And it doesn't have to try to do any of this because that's just how it is. That's its fundamental nature. So if it merges with you, then your ego gets that experience too. Osmosis. So just take a moment longer to see what you feel. And by the way, even if you don't feel that way 100%, but like some of that got dialed down, less mental chatter, less challenging emotion, a little more peaceful, but not all the way. Great. We'll take whatever comes up. You know, awakening is not an on-off switch. It's more like a dimmer switch. So even if you got partially there, we'll take it. If you only got partial, then there's a possibility if you keep practicing this little technique, then you can get all the way. And even if you get all the way to embodied awakening, there's always a deeper awakening around the corner. You keep practicing and no telling when, you'll just go deeper. And I've had so many awakenings over so many years that I'm not even sure there is a finish line. It may just be deeper and deeper and deeper forever. Which is why my motto is it always gets better than this. So just see how you're doing with your awakening. So once again, check, is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless. All righty, feeling good. So we are ready. Divine allies. I'm talking to the allies now. We are so grateful for your presence. It is our great privilege to come and serve in this New Earth Support Team call. We come to help the great global awakening. Allies, we ask that you make use of each one of us, whether we're here live or on the recording, in whatever way each of us is capable of helping the great global awakening. Please feel free, according to each person's ability and willingness, to use them as surrogates for the great collective. Whatever each of us experiences as humans, many other humans will benefit from that experience. If it serves the great awakening for some of us to move into higher states of consciousness, let that be so. If some of us are capable and willing of processing some of the heavy energy on earth, and you can put some of that through us, and that will help clear it for others, those of us who are willing and able, we would love that. And some of us might get some ecstasy and some clearing all at the same time. So allies, we know that you'll pay attention to each person. We know that nobody's going to get overwhelmed. No one's going to get an experience they can't handle. And we are, by being here, we are willing to be of service in this way. Thank you, allies. All right, so they're starting to put the energy into the field. So from here forward, I'm going to be narrating my experience. My experience tends to be what most people on the call are experiencing live or on the recording. Your experience may well be different. So please do not try to change what you're experiencing based on my description, even if it's different. Just be with what's happening for you. Many people get custom experiences on a call like this. So just relax, be passive, and let it roll. If you are having a blissful experience, then obviously that's great. If you're having a challenging experience, know that that's because you are being called on to process heavy energy for others who can't do it for themselves. If you stay passive, then it will pass right through and you'll be like Teflon. It'll pass right through and not stick. I encourage absolute or the greatest possible passivity. Let the allies do everything for you. I promise they can do this way better than your ego can do it for yourself. I don't care how many years of training you've had or what your certifications are. If you just stay passive, let the allies do it through you. You'll have the optimal experience here. I don't believe there's an ego on the planet that can do this a fraction as well as these divine allies can do it. So I invite you into complete passivity. And whatever happens, just let it happen. I invite you to have no preference about whether any given moment is more blissful or more challenging. If you are processing heavy energy, whether it's yours or for the collective, any of the following might happen. Your body might shake or vibrate or tremble. You might cry. You might make sounds. You may want to get up and move your body in certain ways to release energy. Whatever your body spontaneously wants to do, just let it rip. Please don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but if the body wants to do certain things, your body is very smart. It knows how to release heavy energy. And if at all possible, I encourage you to let that happen. Even if so, you might just feel heavy energy coming through. You might be silent and still. Just if it's called to do something, let it happen. If not, then just you can be silent and still, and that's fine. Ooh, the energy is getting nice. I'm feeling some very noticeably blissful energy, actually. So it's like for most of us, they're starting on the bliss side. So again, we are all acting as surrogates. Whatever we experience is being done on behalf of many, many others on the planet. You don't have to know who they are. You just have to be willing to have the experience. So I've given you most of the groundwork. There may now be some periods of silence. So if I'm quiet for several minutes, it's all good. I'm still here. I'm still holding space. If the allies want me to do some music live, I will. If not, I won't. I never know. I just go with the guidance of the moment. So now I invite you to relax, be passive, let the allies make use of you for the greater good of the collective as well as your benefit. Everybody who's on this call will get personal benefit from it energetically. You will experience some nice healing and awakening for yourself because the allies like to give as good as they get. No one leaves a call like this unrewarded. So please relax and let's see what happens. So now they're definitely putting some heavy energy in the field. So if you are feeling any kind of challenge energy, your only job is to feel it. No resistance, no wishing it was different, please. Just be present with the challenge if you feel it. And use the minimum effort needed to feel the challenging energy, but do put your full attention on it. It is your full attention on the experience that lets it process through most quickly. Again, other than holding attention, please do nothing beyond that. I promise you the allies can process this through you much more efficiently than your ego can do that on its own. All my yawning, by the way, is not fatigue. It's just sometimes yawning is needed to move energy through. I'm feeling quite a bit of heavy energy moving through the field now. You're wondering, why is there so much heavy energy if the Earth is waking up? It's because we've got several thousand years of dominator culture that have to be cleansed before we can have more of a golden age. And it has, much of it has to be processed through human bodies because human bodies created it in the first place. And now I'm starting to feel more of my light body. So if you're also noticing there's more consciousness of subtle, tingly, nice feeling energy, that can be there at the same time as heavy stuff is passing through. They can totally do a both and on that. So whatever you're feeling, however, you know, euphoric it may feel, however challenging it may feel, just be present with it. Once again, please do your best to have no preference on whether the experience is challenging or blissful. You are being of beautiful service either way. Yeah, I've gotten to the point now where my physical body feels more like an energy body than a physical body. You might just know real quick, your human form, does it feel more like energy or like solid matter? And once you note that, just come back into passivity and just feeling whatever's happening. And my body's doing a lot of shaking as heavy energy comes through. Yeah, now I'm feeling a lot of energy flushing out my hands and my feet. When heavy energy releases, most of the time, the exit points are the hands and the feet. It then goes down into Mother Earth, and she totally loves this energy and is happy to process it for you. So if you feel flushing out the hands and feet, that's the heavy energy that's being processed through your body. You don't have to worry, is it mine? Is it from the collective? In my opinion, if it's in your body, it's yours to process. So relax and let the allies take care of that for you. I'm experiencing another wave of heavy energy coming through. The allies are expressing our gratitude to us. And they're reminding us it isn't just us Awakening Plus folks. There are a vast number of other beings all around the planet 24/7 who are doing this as well. So when we do our little New Earth support team stuff, we're teaming up with a vast number of light workers who are also here to help out the planet. It is very much a team effort. Yeah, feeling a strong flush of heavy energy once again out the hands and feet. You don't need to have any idea what it is or what it came from or how it got there. You don't need a story about it. You just need to be willing to relax and let it pass through. If for any reason you need to know what's coming through, they'll let you know through an image or a thought. Otherwise, ignorance is bliss on this stuff. And for me, that's a pretty strong current of heavy energy coming through. So I wouldn't say it feels good. It's a little challenging, but at the same time, I'm not experiencing any suffering. Suffering is a psychological or emotional response to what's happening, and I'm perfectly good with feeling this, knowing it's for a higher cause. So because I'm not having any resistance to the process, I don't suffer. I can feel the challenging energy and be just fine with it. And all of a sudden, the energy is coming more to equilibrium, not nearly so much passing through. And there's kind of a stasis field now. And it's shading more toward euphoric energy now. Still some heavy, but shading toward euphoric. It's like energy is pulsing in the body in and around me. Once again, being really conscious of my body feeling more like energy than solid matter. Noticing just there a part of me that wanted to do something, wanted to control the process. And I said, well, thank you for your good intentions. And let's just stay passive. The allies have proved over and over again how well they can do this. But only if my ego doesn't jump in and try to control it itself. If it realizes that its greatest assistance is in doing absolutely nothing except feeling what the beautiful divine allies are doing. And that bliss field's getting stronger. I really don't feel like a body anymore. I feel like a field of energy. This field of energy is fairly intense. There's some dark energy in it. It's being processed on behalf of the collective. So I'm just being the field of energy that's processing this heavy energy. And it's all running on autopilot. Now I'm just, my job is just to feel the energy in this field, this etheric field, instead of focusing on feeling in my own physical body. Yeah, the allies would like some music. This is a song that's sung in ayahuasca ceremonies. So again, this is not for entertainment. It's not so much do you like the song or not. It's just the song is providing energetic support for our process.
The penicillar order in las montañas se oyen cantar. A penicillar order en las montañas se oyen cantar. Ayahuasca suma kunai didi, montai kunai kayari, shamu yari didi didi. Ayahuasca suma kunai didi, montai kunai kayari, shamu yari didi 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 didi. Apenasale la rora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenasale la rora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Curandera suma kunai didi, montai kunai kayari, shamu yari didi didi. Curandera suma kunai didi, montai kunai kayari, shamu yari didi 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 didi. Apenasale la rora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenasale la rora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Chakrunita suma kunai didi, montai kunai kayari, shamu yari didi didi. Chakrunita suma kunai didi, montai kunai kayari, shamu yari didi 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 didi. Apenasale la rora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenasale la rora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Shining rock suma kunai didi, montai kunai kayari, shamu yari didi didi. Shining rock suma kunai didi, montai kunai kayari, shamu yari didi 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 didi. Apenasale la rora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenasale la rora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Oso blanco suma kunai riri Manta kunai kayari Shamu ya riri Oso blanco suma kunai riri Manta kunai kayari Shamu ya riri 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 Appenasale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar Appenasale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar Señor San Pedro suma kunai diri Monta kunai kayari Shamu ya riri Señor San Pedro suma kunai diri Monta kunai kayari Shamu ya riri Shamu ya riri Shamu ya riri
Take a moment, see how you feel. How did your body and your energy body feel? After you note that, just go back into your passivity and being with whatever healing and or awakening process is happening. A lot of energy moving. Okay, we got another song coming up. This is another ayahuasca ceremony song.
Chirik 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 sanango 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 lay 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 Chirik 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 sanango sanango Sanango, 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 Chirik 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 sanango 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 la da 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 la da 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 la da 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 Chirik 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 sanango 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 Chirik 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 sanango 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 Chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango 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 chirik 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 sanango sanango sanango
Well, I am buzzing now. Once again, just notice real quickly, how does your body and energy body feel? Please remain passive. Many of us are now functioning as just beings of energy in a beautiful group field, which is being of service to the great global awakening. So just whatever you're experiencing yourself as, just feel it. And now I'm starting to feel movement back into the physical body, if you have been elsewhere. So as they usually do at the end of calls like this, All that expansiveness that you may be experiencing is now being tucked back into that physical form. And that's not hard at all, because size is totally an illusion anyway. There's no problem with all that energy fitting in your physical form. So as you remain fully passive, letting the process run itself, you may feel more and more physical body awareness. But you may also be noticing it feels really different than when we started, when I first had you check in on how the body felt. Your body may feel much more like energy, luminosity, euphoria, just whatever it feels like, just feel it. I'm pretty much back in my body now. I'm definitely feeling all this beautiful energy we've been working with. So we've been of service to Earth. Each of us has been a surrogate for the healing and or awakening that was needed for others on the planet. And now we're going to, now that Earth has received full benefit from our work, we're going to spread the joy. Allies, please take the good medicine from this new Earth support team call, and please broadcast it out to all beings everywhere whose highest good it will serve. And there's nothing we humans have to do. We just have to relax. So the allies are now spreading this out everywhere in the universe. Wherever it will serve, it's going there. We humans are not doing it. We're just sort of feeling what we're feeling. But the allies can easily perform this service. And how much of what's happening you're able to feel or perceive as just based on how awake you are, how much awareness you have in the inner world. And however much you have right now is just perfect for right now. I'm feeling a nice shift in myself. Okay, the broadcast is complete. The broadcast of the energy to the universe is what I'm referring to, not the Zoom call. Okay, once again, I'm feeling solidly present in the physical body. So one last time, just feel how you feel. Thank you for showing up and serving the Great Global Awakening. And you may, as you notice how you feel, you'll say, wow, I hope you feel better than when we started the call. And I promise you, the allies have rewarded you, most likely with a higher level of awakening than you started the call with. There's no reason you can't make this your new baseline until it gets even better. Thank you, allies. So grateful. Anything further, allies, would serve highest good before we close this event? Very good. I'm going to close up the mesa and we'll wrap it up.
Mama Kia, we're a Kochan Inti Kriti.
Thank you, beautiful allies. So grateful for us being able to be of service to the Great Global Awakening. Thank you, thank you. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Any of those of you allies still working with any human who's been on this call, live or on the recording, please stay with that person for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Beautiful divine allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? What is the energetic field? If you're not a member of Awakening Plus, I invite you to check out the membership at awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. We do not only the free events twice a month, but, you know, at least 11 or 12 other events every month on average. So lots of cool stuff that members get to do. And the members, of course, get access to the archive, which now has around 575 archived events. And every single one of those is as potent and juicy and helpful as the live Zoom events they were recorded from. There's lots more in there. I talked about it in the email you got to find the link here. So check that out if you'd like to learn more about that. Okay, we're formally done. So if you got things you got to do, you're welcome to depart. And I'm going to open it up for feedback. So let me allow unmuting. Oh, it's already allowed. So anyone who wishes to share an experience or ask a question, you can unmute right now and just talk. If you'd rather type in the chat window, that's fine also. But we'll hang out for a few minutes. Anyone who's got a question or a comment, this is the time for it. And thanks again for being here, by the way. Amanda, hi.
Hi, Benjamin. It's nice to be back.
Yeah, good.
Haven't been here for a while. I got a fit of the giggles and laughter. I felt so much joy and bliss.
Yeah.
And then that was during this first song. And then second song, I just left somewhere and I just feel so much better being back here with you.
Oh
yeah, I've missed you.
Oh,
I've been doing an art class, and it's been at the same time. So, and I've got my first exhibition happening at the moment, which is really exciting. So I think, you know, whatever work I did before with you has opened up so much more, and using your book has been wonderful.
Oh, thank
you.
So
that's, yeah.
Yeah, in fact, there's a story you gave me that I put in the book about how the invocations helped open up your painting again. So it's so cool.
Oh, I can't even remember. Okay, yeah. Okay, so now I've just got my first exhibition and it's so exciting. So, yeah, cool. Oh, wonderful. I must go back and read that bit. I've just been doing, you know, the other things of the invocations. Sorry, my brain's a little bit.
It's fine.
My crown chakra just feels like it's just way open. So, yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. It's been lovely.
So glad you were here, Amanda. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Benjamin.
All right. And let me just catch up with what people are typing in the chat real quick. We've got Alicia saying, beautiful, thank you. Autumn says, that was very powerful, thank you. Nicole says, thank you, Benjamin and allies. And Jeannie Lee says, this was so awesome. Thank you. Felt like I received an energetic warm hug. Sweet. So we're caught up on the written comments, except that Deb just said, thank you. Lots of healing and bliss. And if anyone else wants to speak live, just unmute yourself. If you're on the Zoom call, just hit that mic icon to remove the red stripe. And if you're on the phone, *6 should unmute and mute you. Hey, Tracy.
Hi, Benjamin. I felt a lot of energy. I mean, I've been an energy worker since I was young.
Uh-huh.
But was doing the meditation, everything, and I really, really calm. And a part of you says the mental chatter is gone. And it is, but once in a while when you start having those thoughts come back, I'm just wondering, do you just go into like calm, passive breathing again and you're right back in it, or do you need to call yourself back into healing for the higher good?
The simplest way to do it, if mental chatter starts firing again, is just to return your attention to feeling the energy. Again, please don't fight the thoughts. That'll just make them stronger. Just notice your thoughts and just let them be in the background, and don't just let them be there. It's fine. Coexist with them, but put your attention back on just feeling the energy again. And if you can't feel energy, just feel the breath. And sometimes when you do that, the thoughts will just fade out and you'll hardly notice them go away, but all of a sudden you're just back in the pure energy again. So it's fine.
Thank you. One more thing.
Yeah.
I have for the last year and a half, I've been trying to manifest this brain tumor out of my head, and I have not been so successful. So I am scheduled for surgery in 3 weeks. So I just thought if I could ask everyone for prayers on July 19th.
Okay, so July 19th, Tracy's brain surgery, y'all. Pray for. In fact, why don't we just take a sec? Anyone who's willing, just right now, send Tracy some highest good energy for that best possible outcome. We'll just leave a moment to highest good energy to Tracy. This is a what we call a hollow reed invocation, where you're just asking for highest good energy to flow to another person. After you say highest good energy to Tracy, just relax, be completely passive, and your higher self will flow the energy in your crown, out the front of your body, over to her. And let's let that run for just a moment. You feeling that, Tracy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. By the way, twice a month we do individual group healing calls. I think we have one this Wednesday, actually, in 2 days. So I invite you to show up for that and receive healing there, too.
Thank you.
That'll be even more powerful. Okay. Thank you all. Looks like Vivian has unmuted. Hey, Vivian.
Hi there. Hi. I didn't sleep so well, so I'm not turning on my video right now.
That's all right.
However, first of all, happy 4th of July to all you Americans.
Thank you.
And I've often heard you say, Benjamin, that Mother Earth is really happy to receive the heavy energy that we discard, mm-hmm. You know, like chocolate snacks. And I've always had a kind of, really? Are you sure? kind of response to that. And I had the experience this time that, of course, because it's a returning of the original energy, mm-hmm. It's a returning of the original divine feminine energy that's given back. And as for it being multicolored as a result of living with us, she can deal with that.
Oh yeah.
but that's it's just a change in my thinking, just shifted. I mean, I'm not busily thinking my whole way through this process, but sometimes a thought lights up, and that one of the thoughts that lit up this time.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for sharing that. Yeah, my mother has always been happy to take my hucha. So it's part of, you know, Earth is just of service. Everything on Earth serves, and Mother Earth especially. So they're happy to help us. However ignorant or abusive we may be, the Earth just keeps loving us. So,
but isn't that interesting that we're giving back what she really wants? It's like a return to source.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which I've always been a little bit resistant to. It's kind of like there's a little bit of shame around coming back with something that I've considered, sullied somehow by what we've managed to do to it.
Well, my understanding is that I think the Quechua think of it like this, if I'm remembering correctly. The celestial energy we receive, close to the divine, is actually the waste energy from the angels.
Yes, isn't that interesting?
So what they discard to us feels like ultimate bliss. And in a similar way, what we discard feels like really sweet energy to Mother Earth. So it's all relative, I guess. That's my understanding anyway, so. Mm-hmm. It feels good to me to gift Mother Earth with what we're releasing.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks everyone.
Thanks for being here, Vivian. Looks like Amanda's back.
Yeah, I just want to say something about that. Many years ago, I did a lot of work with Stuart Wilde. And he used to say that, sorry about it, our shit, is just remember that shit is manure and it makes things grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
good thought. Thank you. Two of our Australian members chiming in there. let me catch up on what's been typed. Deb said, thank you, lots of healing and bliss. Jesse, wonderful. Thank you, Benjamin Allies. Brittany says, that was super blissful. Thank you. Nikita says, thank you. Brian says, so much thanks, Benjamin. Simply ecstatic and extreme peace. Eternal love to all. Autumn says, could I perhaps request healing from the group for my friend Brett as well? Yeah, let's take a quick second to send highest energy to Brett. Just a moment longer. Okay, there you go. Hope that does Brett some good. Tracy types, thank you. Vivian, looks like you're unmuted again. Did you want to say more?
It wasn't deliberate. I never muted myself, but just as but just as Brett came up again, I received an email yesterday from Ishara, who is a friend of mine who suddenly is having her fourth round of chemotherapy in a couple of days for a quite unexpected discovery of breast cancer. But maybe we could send Ishara some highest good too.
All right. And before we do it this time, I want you all to all note, how do you feel right now?
Right.
And now ask for highest good energy to flow to Ishara and just be passive and let it come through.
Thank you.
Your complete passivity is what works best. When you're doing a hollow reed invocation, I find it best just to make the request and be completely passive. Let the higher self do it. Just a moment longer. Okay, now y'all can relax. Now, everyone, please note, if you feel different now than before you flowed to Ishara, and if you feel better or worse. So I don't want to get into a whole feedback thing. We do that on our, every the month, we do a training call for the hollow reed invocation and another invocation. There's one invocation, you know, training call per month. We alternate two types. But you may find, I feel better. So when you flow highest good energy to a person and you let your higher self do it, then you're immediately rewarded with your own highest good energy when you flow to someone else. So it's actually one of the quickest ways to feel better is to flow highest good energy to someone else. It's really cool how that works.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Vivian. All right, anybody else who would like to share something? And by the way, Tracy, I'm sorry if I didn't mean to feel like I was cutting you off earlier. I kind of thought Vivian was going to chime in with something about you, so I wanted her to jump in. But I apologize if that seemed kind of quick on the transition from you. It's kind of quiet. So last call for feedback or questions before we wrap it up. All right, one more invitation for anyone who's not a member to check out awakeningplus.com. Again, awakeningplus.com. It's an extremely affordable membership, and lots of our members have been sticking around for years and years because they get so much out of it. My goal is to have it be an extremely cost-effective way to really amp up your healing and awakening process. And check it out if that sounds interesting to you. All right, we're going to call it a night. Big thanks to each and every one of you. Thanks for showing up to help the Great Global Awakening. We do this every first Monday of every month, so feel free to come back. And if you're a member, of course, you can do tons more events as well. So thank you, one and all. So grateful that you're here. And, oh, wait, Susan has unmuted. Susan, what's up?
Oh, I was just going to thank you. But also while I'm on here, actually, this is like the fourth one I've done with you.
Yeah.
And every single time I fall asleep, including tonight.
How do you feel now compared to when you started the call?
I mean, great. But it just concerns me because you're not boring. it's just interesting to me, like.
No, that happens a lot. I've lost track of how many people have said, why do I fall asleep during the event? You know, one possibility is you're just tired. But a lot of times, you know, if you're not quite in tune with the vibration we're doing, if it's a little bit above where you're accustomed at, then you can fall asleep at the ego level. Part of you is definitely conscious and participating that your human part might not be aware of. So if you like the effect, just keep showing up. Eventually, you'll sort of attune to the frequency a little more easily, and you'll stay conscious more easily. I have been in shamanic situations where I was falling asleep because the energy was just, you know, more than I could hold at that time. So I would just say, if it feels right, then persevere. And after a while, it'll be easier to stay awake.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
The best path.
Well, thank you for doing these. They're really helpful.
I'm so glad, Susan. Thanks for showing up. And Nicole mentioned, I fall asleep a lot too. It's spirit taking your ego out of the way. That's a good way of thinking about it. Sheena typed, thank you, light and blessings to everyone. Vivian says, bye. Autumn says, is it difficult for you to speak in embodied awakening? When I'm on your group calls, I feel sort of high and like I wouldn't really be able to talk. At first it was difficult, but now I'm so accustomed to embodied awakening. It's just my normal. So for me, it's very easy now to talk, intelligibly when I'm in an altered state. So that's just what I do. But it did take a little getting used to at first, Autumn. So it's a good question. All right. I think we're done unless someone else jumps in with a question or something to speak. Autumn says, I'm new, but thank you. Well, I'm glad you're here, Autumn. All right. That's it. Thanks, everybody. So grateful you showed up, and feel free to keep coming. Would love to keep seeing you here. Goodbye.